We're discussing what I consider to be the orthodoxy in these sugyas, which is the opinion which started with the Marshal and then cited by the Shach, which tells us, and the Chavos Das elaborated upon it and explained it so nicely, that there exists a concept that there is an equation between Mevashel on the one hand and Maflit Umavliya Kiyachos on the other hand. That if something will take taste out of one item, and what's the word to use? Extract it out of one item, and we want them to swallow the transitive verb, but and get swallowed into another item, that is a that's a significant amount of work has to be done. To be maflit umavliya kiyachas, that's not so pashut. So if it does that, it's so powerful, that is the equivalent of bishul. So whatever is mevashel is maflit umavliya kiyachas, and vice versa. This is what the Marshal said first, the Shach accepted it, and the Chavos Das explains why it's true, because he feels that that's Pu'ulas HaBishul. The Pu'ulas HaBishul is, what does Bishul do? It's Ma'ari of the Tamim. It takes, cooking just takes the tastes and mixes them all together. So therefore, Maflit Umavliya Kiyachos and Mevashel are in effect one and the same thing. This is the yisod of all these gedolim, and that's what I assumed to be the case. Now, I didn't know any better, and the only one disagreed. But today we'll see that this, now although great people said it, the Marshal and the Shach and the Chavos Das, not everyone agrees. Okay. Let's explain. It starts with the Rashbam. That's where it all starts. The Rashbam. The Rashbam is this one we explained, if you recall. He holds that Irui is Kiklishen. And he said it for two different things. And this is what the Shach is going on. We saw this. We read the Shach yesterday in our Siman, Siman Kufes of Cotton Hay. What the Shach said: two things it cannot do. One, on Shabbos doesn't cook, so you're allowed to pour hot water on tavlin. Two, you're allowed to pour hot water on a chicken before you salted it. That way, it removes the feathers. Maliga, it's called. Why? Because the problem with chicken is that if you put the chicken in boiling water before you salt it, what's going to happen? The blood, which is there in the chicken, because you haven't salted it yet, will move from one, as I said, he spoke about it at length way back in Sadi Aleph, will move from one capillary to the next. So it has to move a little bit within the kadei klipa of each other. We said it's iris kadei klipa. And then it won't come out when you salt it. Because when you salt chicken, you can only remove the blood from its natural habitat. That's the assumption. Once it moves, it will no longer come out with the salting process, maybe not even with the roasting process, that's a shayla. So therefore, it's no good. Says the Rashbam, but the same as Iru is not Mevashel, it's also not Maflit Umavliya Kiyachas. But they assume, these Gedolim, the Rashbam cannot contravene enough in the Gemara. The Gemara of Farish and Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav. Let's see it again in the Rif. We don't have Pesachim, but we have Chulin. What page is it on? Kuf, what was it? Kuf Kaf Aleph. Kuf Kaf Aleph in this print. I think Mem Aleph in the old print. Mem Aleph in the base. See it again. This is such an important Gemara. This is the key. This Tatoa Gavra is so linked to this sugya. What does it say? Chavetov Tzon and Mediach is a little more than halfway down the page Kuf Chaf Aleph, Ademekele Bola Uklipa Mili Boya. You should eat a klipa. Elchama Tochton and Kolef Elchinami. So on this basis, the poskim suggest, how can the Rashbam deny when it comes to Irui that there's something, at least something going on at the klipa? It's a mefurash gemara. The answer is yes. The gemara means it is mavliya. I take hot meat, pour it on milk, hot milk, pour it on meat. Hot tarfus and pour it on kosher. So it's, all I have to do is mavliya. One pu'ula, one action. That the Rashbam will have to concede exists even with Irui. Ah, he said, Irui is kiklisheni. Yeah, that's not mavashel, and it's not mafinu mavliya kiecha, the case of the chickens in Maliga. Here all you need is to be mavliya, not to be mafin. You're pouring the ban. The haflot is not necessary. Not extracting anything, just only getting it swallowed inside. That it can do. That's the orthodoxy. We saw this in the Shachs and Kuf Hey, Sif Cotton Hey. And even greater length in the Oroch Mishach. The Oroch Mishach is what he has in, again, it's not printed in my Shulchan Oroch, it's printed in some Shulchan Oroch in the back, and sometimes it's put in the back of the Tur, because they view it as somehow a perish of the Tur more. So, but that's what it's there. Huh? That's what it says. Any questions so far? Yes?
I followed most of the read, but I was curious on, so the Gemara, what does the Gemara argue that it's Mavid and Mavliya, or it's one?
The Gemara is only talking about it's being Mavliya. The Moam Sarah Ma'abam, that's not discussing a case of maflin. You're pouring hot milk on a piece of meat. You're not maflin anything. The milk is there. Same with tarfus. You're pouring tarfus over something which is kosher. The tarfus is there. You don't have to maflin anything. It's mafliya. This is the way they claim the Rashbam will have to concede exists by Irui, based on the Gemara Befresh and I above himself. I'm excited by the riff here in Kufka Aleph or Mem Aleph from the base in the old print. Any questions? This is yesterday's shiur. I assume this was right for as long as I can remember, because I was follow what it says in the Svarim. We have a Mesorah, don't we? I never knew anyone to disagree with this. I thought the Rashbam has to hold this way. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, the Rashbam is among the Gedolim, Gedolim Rishonim, who will distinguish between Bishul and Bliya. Because Iri is no Bishul, called the Rashbam, Klor and his Nidach Shabbos. And there is Bliya. Now in that, he's not alone. Not at all alone. Look at the Shulchan Aruch over here. In Simin Kuf Hey Siv Beis, we started looking at it yesterday. They quote a second opinion. Sounds like a medical consult. Quotes a second opinion after the first one. The first opinion is Yesh Omim Shagam Ken Einam After the Lom Avliyah Shitas HaToysvus. We saw yesterday by Riches. We spent so much time on this already months ago. Toysvus in Shabbos Membezim in Beis. Based on the Yerushalmi, they quote the first half of the Yerushalmi. That Bishul and Bliyah go together with the possible exception of Klicheres. No Bishul, no Bliyah. V'yesh omrim v'mikol makom hu mafru mavliya v'osek adei klipa. It's the second view in the Mechaber that says no. There can be bliya without bishul. It's the Rashba shita. So the Rashba might agree with the Rashba in so far as there can be bliya without bishul. The log with many details, but in this principle they agree. That's according to the standard understanding of the Rashbam. Any questions so far? It's important you get it straight. We've said this already months ago. We said it already yesterday. I want to make sure we get it straight before. Now we're going to start on a different opinion. A different opinion with Nishitas and Rashbam. Now, let us go on. The Rashbam, of course, we are all defending him. But sometimes the judge will say, let the defendant speak for himself. The Rashbam never said this. This is everyone else defending the Rashbam. All the Rashbam doing the Befurash Gemara that says there's something going on in Kadei Klipa, and the Rashbam says it's no problem at all in the case of Maliga. It must be, and Shabbos, must be that Bishul Bliya don't depend upon each other. And it also must be that it's Bolea, yes, but it's not Mafim of the Akiyachas. Okay, very nice. The entire Tosfos, Rabbi Osai, in Shabbos, Membeis, and Midbeis, is working with an assumption that Bishul and Bliya go together. They never... Can we get a Tosfos here? Someone here can get me a Tosfos? Anybody who's capable? Always good to see things inside. This, again, this we saw at great length. We went over it many times, but it's been a while. Just see it again. The Gra, yes, the Gra did quote big swaths of Tosfos here in Sifkat Yud Gimel. It's Ein Adama. You see it inside in Tosfos in the original form. If you can get it for me on the pictures, you know, the Surah Sadaf will be even better. It's more real. But if you get me on Bar Ilan, it's fast, it's also good. Whatever's faster. If Bar Ilan is faster, it's just as good. Because even though we see it in, you know, typed, and we all know that much of an adjustment we can already make. So therefore, there are those who claim that this is, we defended the Rashbam inappropriately. Had the Rashbam meant to argue with the core principle of Tosfos, namely, that Bishl and Bliya go together, he would have said so. When Tosfos presented it, they would have said, we hold that Bishl and Bliya go together, but the Rashbam disagrees. They never said that. They never said it. And as a matter of fact, as we shall see momentarily, in Tosfos, they first... Shabbos, Mem Beis, and Mem Beis. Membeis and Membeis. There we go. Thank you. Okay, very good. Links. Tosfos. This links. Tosfos. Tosfos. Second line. Top. Good. We have an excellent. He's good at only in. He's good at many things. I don't want to embarrass him. Okay. Says Tosfos. Let's read together. Avonos no letoch hakorah. Like the Rashbam, midikotani lo yiten letocha tavlin, v'lo hashmi'inon revusa afilu shlo yara lakara shetavlin besocha. Oh, it's a riot to the Rashbam. No, the Adraba duk mi sefer the katani avol nos nul letocha kara, which is klisheni, v'lo katani mara alakara shetavlin besocha. So it's the conflicting inferences. Rabbeinu Shmuel maybe raya. The Iru Kikli Sheni. Mordekaimalon Tato Govar. The Rashbam brings a raya from Tato Govar. The Ri says no. Iru is Kikli Rishon. Zvochem Tzadihei. Tone Rabbonon. Asher Tavushal Bo. Ein Lielim Shabishal Bo. Iru Lesochem Yerosech Minayin Tamad Lomar. Asher Tavushal Bo Yishover. Alma Diri Choshev Mevashal. What about Tato Govar? Nothing. We saw it in the Gra, but let's see it inside originally in the Tosfos. Rabbi Yoina Omar Osa, the Iru Kikli Rishon. Chele de Rabbi Yoina Menado. Echad she bishlobo v'echad she l'socha roseach. So you see it's considered to be mevashel. V'tochi Rabbi Yossi, tamon kli cheres boleya. Okay? Tavlin im is bashel. Hey, she Rabbi Yossi brabun v'tanya. Minai she b'klin achoshes kein tamaloma, v'im b'klin achoshes b'usholo. Islo nameima, klin achoshes, bola, pitmia, pirish. Aydei irui, im eino mevashe lo bola. Here's the first black and white words in Tosfos. Hobo Hatalia. Alma demasit irui kikli rishin. Mefurish. Everyone assumed until now that Bliya and Bishul go together. Quanta de Rash, the Ri, this is Bliya and Bishul. Quant Rashbam, there's neither. That's a simple read. What's the pshara? V'nira the irulah have a kikli rishon, look a kikli sheni, and the mevasha gadei klipa. The kaim look a shmul, the matatol gavar, as it says in Pesach Hamayin Vav. Umikomakom mevasha gadei klipa. The yom ha'hosam tanya kavasi the shmul chamatoch tzona no tzona toch tzona mediach per chamatoch tzona megali bola aleim chamatoch tzona kolev tzona chamatoch tzona mediach. Stop right here. And the Rashbam didn't defend himself. Tosfos left the Rashbam twisting in the wind. What do you mean? The way the Shachmar, Shal, and Chavazah say, he distinguished between Bishul and Bliya? That never even came up in Tosfos' radar screen. Tosfos is assuming from the beginning to the end that Bishul and Bliya go together. Everybody holds that way. No, what's that have I done for Rashbam? So, I believe that maybe this an alternative view, and that's in Yad Yehuda. But it's going to be hard to find. If we can get the Megillah Sefer somehow on the, you can get me that on it was on Hebrew books. We get it. Okay. Someone can get it for me, Sam. He's going to quote the Yad Yehuda. I'd like to share the Yad Yehuda inside also. Maybe the first try Megillah. So take one thing at a time. First try the Megillah Sefer. We'll see what he says, and you'll see it's a little bit in the way he quotes. It's a little bit. We'll have to see Yad Yehuda inside also. But let's first see the easier version. Megillah Sefer is a very easy style and very big print. Yad Yehuda is a hard style and small print. So let's first see the easy one, Nakala Lakaved, and then we'll try to see a little bit more if we have to today or even tomorrow in the Yad Yehuda. Thank you. Thank you very much. So let's see what we're holding over here. Oh, I get the next. Where's that next? Okay, as we discussed already yesterday, I believe. Yeah. More. Okay. Wow. Let's go. Let's start from we're starting a new beginning, Rabbi Osai. Yud Ches. Come with me. Chai. Aton nevara klon legabi yisur v'heter. Bishul al ha'esh yesh b'kocho lahaflit mechaticha se'isur. This we saw yesterday already. Ulavdir b'chaticha se'heter. That's the Mishnah Tzadi Rav Amid Beis. Yerach Shin is Bashal. Reza Asur. Kli Rishin. Shehusa Meo Eish. Am Yesh Bekocho Lahaftu Lavliya. Yeah. Psoch Amayin Vav. Tzonen Shenofa Lato Cham. O Cham Lato Tzonen. Rav and Shmuel. Ilo Tato. And the Ran says, we saw this yesterday. Again, it's Mem Aleph Amid Beis. We have an Akuf Chaf Aleph. The Machloksan Ba'ofan Shehusa Meo Eish. Ela Shadayin U Cham. Shehim Ha'acher Mehem. שאם אחד מהם על האש, בוודאי שהוא גובר על הצונן בכל אופן. הוא מוכח גם כלי ראשון שהוא שמי האש, יש בכוחו להפתו להבליע פיין. ונראה, תאפילו בביסטר דה טור, אז at the end of the year, I read you the ציונים, פיין. What's the שאלה? כלי שני, בשבס אינו מבשל, is it מפתו מבליע או not? Tosis in the rush, the end?
No.
What can I get further down?
I think the other to the right.
Here?
Mark the right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we just missed one line. Tosef Rosh Lo Dibru Al Shele Zubba Befurish. Ava Mirahitas Devrayam Bechol Mokong. Oh, no. This one? Mashma, the Hobo Italia. We saw it, we read it ourselves. I like to think inside. We read it in Tosis today. V'yameinu mevashuk ha'meinu maflu mavliya. T'rei ha'rashbav rabbeinu tam nechuk u'betarti. Ha'meiru mevashul b'shabbos. V'yayim mutu limlog es ha'tanigolos ha'yidei irui. T'asi rashbav, t'irui einu mevashul b'shabbos. V'lchen gam mutu limlog es ha'tanigolos ha'yidei irui. Both say, if I go back to Tosfos, can I get back here right away? Mm-hmm. Where do I go? The top tab?
Yeah, response. Down.
Down.
All the way to the left.
Right there. Go
here? Yeah.
I don't lose this. I want to get to the bottom of Tosfos. Oh! If Eberos come out time to go this, Tzricha Kalipa, says Tosfos. But the implication clearly is, according to Rashbam, you wouldn't need. That's what I was looking for. Okay, now where do I go now?
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. Well, that was pretty easy. It's befurish in other toasts in Shas. Here in Shabbos, my base is only implicit. In other places in Shas, it's explicit. Zvachim, I believe in. Maybe I'll share toasts with Zvachim later on. Because we like to see things in the text. Okay, fine. Umuchach da ba'talia. The Rashbam hold the iwi ainu mevashel kamele koch lahaflis adam me'atar negolus. But by the time hold the mevashel That's Tosfos Shita. Hello, Shem the Forish came to start to Rashba, Mikshal of the Chora, Magamora, Psocha Mayan Vov, the Mavurashim, Maracham, the Toktonen, after Tatogova, Mikong, why the Makele Bolacha de Klippa, and Ken Gamis Bashaka de Klippa, Eich hit the Laras Bishabas of Chabal Tonon, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who is this Kasha? The Shach, who remembers the Pirish Orach by Shach, Omar Alzeh, the Kosa, the Lefia Rashbam, Tzrichim Lomar, the av shebolea kedei klipa mikol makom eino mevashel klal. The yesh chiluk ben bliya lebishul, which is not simple read of Tosfos. Umashe Rashbam hit the limlog as a tarnagoles bishum the kol she eino mevashel ein bekocho lahaflet u lahavliya kiyachas. This is what I call the orthodoxy. Abo yesh bekocho o lahaflet o lahavliya kim mevur begmar psachim. Ein gab shach sivkot and hay said it. Vizel klal chodesh. Vizel klal chodesh yish lo na shach. Ein yutes shach ronim bevrosha miyad Yehuda. Niskash lo klal zeh shel shach. He's now on yutches. Look at yutches. Yinei Rashbam ochiach mei gemara psochim. The mutu laros ala tavlin b'shabbos. U'mishim tato agova. U'mikorach zeh. Gam hit the laros ala tarnagolos. V'lo huk shalom klal. Mimashem mevua b'gemarasham de bolea kadei klipa. You know what me worries is Rashbam. V'im kashach hoyalo lahak shul etaris kedvarv. Yes, sir.
Didn't we say before that possibly this whole kadei klipa over there is only a chomer ba'alma, and that's why it's
true.
Why is that?
Okay, but if it's a chomer ba'alma, so why aren't we machmir this chomer ba'alma when it comes to the tarnagolas? The teretz is. Tanagolas is mafram of the kiyachod. We're not machmer chumer b'yalma. When it's only mavliya, we are machmer chumer b'yalma. Nifsak. We'll come back to it again. That's what you, whether you're right or wrong is it may depend on nifsak or not. Right. Watch this now. Umizeh hayanire Yosef kemoshe kosav ayad Yehuda b'sifkot yud. Maybe today or tomorrow we'll actually try our hand at that. It's very hard to read and it's also long, but maybe. She'ein ze klal lechol mokom she'irui mavliya o mafet kedei klipa. That was the Gemara's in Pesachim, which we have over here in front of us on the Rif, is not always true. Ella, catch this now. Rak din proti b'tzir she'mevur b'gemar b'Pesachim. What's the case in the Gemara B'Pesachim? Bimare Bosor Roseach Lesoch Kolov Tzonein. That's the second brisa. Take a look. Rabbi Osai, don't trust anybody. Look at the second brisa as the Ran quotes it over here. Look inside. Tanya Idach. Bosor Roseach Shenafol Letoch Kolov Roseach. All right? Chavatoch Tzonein, etc., etc. You're putting hot meat into cold milk. Ademekale Bola. You're putting solid into liquid, Rabbi Osai. Solid into liquid, says the Gemara. We apply the principle of the Mekalei Bola. That's the only case in Shas where the Gemara has explicitly the Mekalei Bola is this particular case. We haven't got back to the first case yet. The first case is not clear what the case is. Hold on. Watch. Da Bosa Roseach Adab Shemiskar Me'atato Hu Bolea Kadei Klipa Me'achol. Fine. You're pouring liquid onto solid, not solid into liquid. Liquid onto solid, says the Yad Yehuda. Ein hamayim aflitim dam klal me'atarnagolis afilu lo kadei klipa. Titato govar legamre. Achidish godol ma'od. The only time you say the Mekalei Bola is tzonein solid into is cham solid into tzonein liquid. But cham liquid on tzonein solid, nothing happens. That's the terrace, the push the pshat in the Rashbam. That's why I didn't bother asking any questions from Ayin Rav. They never bothered him. Two different cases. Right. Ragush cham hanofel al tzolot tzonein Bolea mimenu kadei klipa v'su lo. V'ein lasas mizek klal l'ofanem acherim. V'lochen erashpam lo hisyaches klal l'sheh l'zu. He didn't, it's a modern Hebrew term. Lo melomachaches. And that doesn't even relate to it. Doesn't bother him. It's no kasha. Because according to Rashbam, the Gemara is referring to solid going into liquids, and he's talking about liquids going into solids. L'korav zel zek kol alayla, as we read last week. There's no connection between the two whatsoever. Nothing. Uvems. Gam lefir Rashbam. That's the beauty of this teretz. Kol she'eno mevashel gameno mafano mavliya. Meridik. Chutz mehatsir ha'masuyim ashen espash. Be Gemara, we'll see. Who has a tour? Open your tour. Look inside. Please, you have the green one. Open to your tour or on your computer. Simin kuf hey siv beis. It's really there. What does it say? The yesh omrim she'ein maflit. Who is next? Plus? Which is next? This?
No.
Higher?
The scroll bar, all the way up.
To the right.
This?
One more right. To the right. Click and drag up.
Here's my next. Thank you. Elachom shel kli rishon. Look in the Torah. Check me out. It's there. You'll see. Avo klisheni v'chein irui. Shehu b'klisheni, k'klisheni, eino maflit. Doesn't say, as a shach would have us say, what? Eino maflu mavliya kiyachas. No. Eino maflit. And it's presumably, it's eino maflit, it's also eino mavliya. Umavu alehedja. Shenitein lispor she'iru enam avashel v'gam enam avliya o maflit. Now the Torah didn't say enam avliya, but presumably it goes together. V'yena zestira me'agmar b'psachim v'zui rehitas divir ashbam shalachen hitir estim liga satana goes ayadayiru. Again, it's one way out. The Torah said enam maflit. You can say it's mavliya, but not maflit. But the Shach himself equated mavliya or maflit as opposed to both of them together. That's mefurish against the Torah. Ever with me so far? I say Tosis is that way. Tosis seems to say is a cardinal principle. Oh, that reminds me. We'll get to it later. That Bishul did go together. Okay. No. Gami divrei Rishami sheviu at Tosis mashma shedin b'liu pleita tolei b'Bishul. V'lechein hochichu she'iru ala tavshel mevashel mizdeh she'kli she'iru l'socho roseach tzorach riku shtifu. Yeah! Rach l'gabe kli cheres before b'risham editang ha'baliyah b'lo koch v'ashel bishul. Kli cheres hu rach l'vloa. Ma'ashenken b'shar d'vorom d'loho b'otalia. V'or ashbo, hevi das ha'chachomim ha'sorvim kein she'en maflil elechom shel kli rishin shu mevashel ha'vechom shel kli sheni v'chein iru l'man doma shu kli sheni. And a mevashel, the gamen a maflit. For Rashba beemes cholek aleim. Kmo she's brother, come on. That's the second day in Tosfos Sivbeis. Yes, Omer. Avol ledina arei Hashulchan Aruch for amor poskul the kedei azu. The klisheni ain a maflit or mavliya. Ken ledaitem lo matzino sheyia hevdel ben klolei bishul b'shabbos or klolei bishul b'yisav v'heter. V'ho b'ho talya. I in semechesiv yud she osu limlo. As a tarnagolus, ayade irui, hayne mishum de chayshim le das rabbeinu tam, irui gam avashu. Yeah! Wow! This to me opened my eyes. I never knew this before. So you're a day more than once. If you learn the standard things, people on the page and in the back, you don't know this. I mean, it's my fault. I should have looked more carefully. But I learned with the shach, with the taz, with the chavas das. I always assumed the orthodoxy. As I call it. Here is it's revolutionary, but I think it sounds right. I think I have to change my opinion from so many years. This sounds like it's close to the truth. Fight. Ata nevar das haposkim shedin b'liu pleita legabi yisav had to cholim miklali bishul b'shabes. Who are them? Rabban Rashba, quoted in the tour. After klisheni ain't a mevashel mikol makom yesh b'kochol hachol rabbi son shon aruch. What's their raya? Chom beis hashchita v'chom chelav aksolim shem aflitim av shechom anu pachos mikom shul klisheni. In das Rashba, the klisheni also kede klipa. V'ashulchan aruch hevi deyazu. Because of the yeshloch shalachat chilu. V'atur sover, the klisheni shiatsa letus bo, oser bekulo, according to this view. Chidas marshal. V'ataz achirikein lahalocha, the oser kulo, elim kein amokam hefzit meruva, the oser hefzit meruva, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oser bekulo. Who else agrees? Gam Oran b'Shabbes Avodah Zarah, Kosev l'chalek ben b'liyo l'bishul, l'gabe iru miklirishin, not klishen, iru. Af v'das harashbam, she'ena mevashel, mikol makom yesh b'kocho l'havliya. Repeat. Stam mevashel s'mavliyo, b'yashe b'zeh, v'ashe b'vua b'yushalmi, di'af b'iru l'klin l'choshes t'orach b'riko sh'tifo, ובישם יוכיחו לזה, וזה שאירוי גם מבשל, זה שלטחוס, אירוי מבליע בכלי, אבל מבשל, כמו שחילקו גם בכלי חרס, who are then, what's the next line, could we please read me the next line? Keep going, בכלי נחושס, what? לא חושב להרק מזה, keep going. That's it. Now you're up to the top. That's the last line of page, right? For some reason we got out of whack. גם בפירש האורך מהשח, Nochad Kane Bidas HaRashbam. Whoa! I told you. The Rashbam, according to the Shach, distinguishes between what and what? Bli and Bishul. Daf she'iri and mevashel mikol makom b'kochol aflita l'avliya. It's a mefurash gemara b'sarim. Iri cham al tzonim ha'mekel le'bola k'nei klipa. Mamish. Mamish. The Ran didn't quote that gemara. Sounds like the Yad Yehuda. U'mash HaRashbam hitir. Iwi ala tarna goles, haine mishum, deno mafna mavliya ki echos. Elim kein yesh lakoch levashal, iwi shein lakoch levashal, mafna sadam by tarna goles, avlo eno chozum v'nivla bo. Chiyotzev zeh kosev ataz b'shem marashal. He came before everybody. He precedes the shach. Di avshe klisheni mavliya o maflit, mikom makom eno mavliya o maflit ki echos. Kein mishem lakoch levashal. Ulefi zeh. Minichu Gvina ubasar betoch mayim shebeklisheni. Hagvina vabasar poltim tam betoch amayim vamayim asurim. Alagvina vabasar atzim mutarim. The tam hagvina nifla lamayim ena chosa nifla labasar and vice versa. Quote the Rashbam, im yara mayim al gvina ubasar shebetoch kli amayim. Hamayim asurim. Alagvina vabasar mutarim. Fine. Ochein biyad Yehuda sifkot yud ma'od toma al klal. Chodosh zeh sheyistu lono marshal v'ashach. They made out of nowhere. There's no earlier source for this. If you ask me, the marshal, the shach, the primary source, but not in the Yad Yehuda's. He's looking for rishonim. Show me a rishon. It says it. Show me one rishon. No, nowhere. But nakam b'pshitus. The yemiyesh al koach lahavliya o lahavlit. Yesh lo gam koach lavliya ula haflit kiyachas av shen kol koach levashel. Someone asked me this morning about Smedish yesterday, what kind of business is this? If it could do A and it could do B, why can't it do A plus B? Someone asked me, who asked me? Someone came to me. Somebody. So you hold like the Yad Yehuda. V'cheinu lehedya b'rashba b'toras habayis. Look at your tour. You have the green tour? Look at the tour. Sof, simen, samaches. Look inside. You have it. Those of the green tour and the Simon Samach, look inside, the very end. She also limlo was a tarnagolus with Lisheni, Mishum, she maflit es Adam, v'chozer ubolea. If it does one, it could do both. Rabbi Diri Haran, she vibes Yosef Shum, in Samaches at the end. Mucha, she sovakein. Elasharan, no kate, the whole of the ain, the Lisheni, koach, shel bishul. V'ain chomo, kechomo, eish. Toil melicha lahaflit Es Adam Shechaza Venivla. This is very important. Everyone should now turn to Yaron. This is a critical, critical, critical line. Critical, but mamash critical. It's Lamed Beis and Med Beis in the old print, Sadi Beis in the new print. This is a game changer. Everything is different from this. Lamed Beis and Med Beis in the old print, Sadi Beis in the new print, in the round. Rabosai, in page Tzadi Beis, it's the top of column 2. I can't tell you where it is, and obviously I don't have the other one in front of me. It should be towards the top of Lamed Beis and Aleph. That's. Wait a minute. Maybe it's Lamed Aleph and Beis even. Where, you have those words Omar Rav in big bold letters? Where's Omar Rav? Is it still Lamed Aleph and Beis? Omar Rav. Yeah, what's the old print? No one has? Okay, so it's before that. So I made a mistake. It's not Lamed Beis. It's on Lamed. What I'm looking for is on Lamed Aleph and Beis. Excuse me, in the old print. If I'm not mistaken. What does it say? Well, in Maliga is Gedoyim Utloyim Beroslim Beklirishin Osim. The Klirishin, again, it's a fourth line of column 2 in our print. The Klirishin Mevasho. V'ikal ha-mechash v'shem chele v'dam. Well, tikshilach kufla medalim and beis. You see? Mokom shenogu limlog ba'agolim lo yimlog asazro adika lukma v'shem nikar asachelev. U'v'girin u'melach v'shem dam. Hinami. V'kli sheni. Sheni mevashel. Mi'u v'shem chele v'afilu v'kli sheni ikal ha-mechash. Da'af agav da'ena mevashel. Mavliyahu. Sheni bliyah tluya mevashel. There it is. The Ron's against Tosis. Ein Blia Tluya Mabishal. What has he know? Is the Rashba's proof. The Chom Beis Hashchita Eino Kechom Klisheni. I feel like I'm a Blia. Could he use a Perakama Chesem at Beis? We know me also lo Lichschov Inish Kafli Iluya Bistra Dilma Dayev Tarba Ubola Bistra. It's going to leak in. Hilkoch. Hayid the perks has roa al kocha bishen kshenik v'sachel v'askin. You ready to trade with the guy with the chelav? In your dam, afal pi shalom nimlach. Yeah, look at this. Look in the run. Lek olamechash. Why? The afal gav the klisheni mavliya. Yeah, the run sheet the rash b'shita. Ein chomo godol kechomo eish. Oh, the problem is once it gets heated in the fire and not in the kashering process, the sultan won't take it out anymore. But here, even though we say that there is a blia, it's not in the fire, and therefore the subsequent sultan will take it out. That is no blia. Such a critical, critical line over here in the Ran. It's a game changer. Everything's different according to this. Totally different. Wow. Amazing. This is what the Ran said. The Ran says this. So everything can be different. Wow. Wow. This being the case, let's go further. Watch this where I left off. Watch. Val Pizeh Evsha Lavoyer Gamis Tivi Harash Bam Dimata Limlogas Atarnagolas Ayade Irui. Rabosit is the second shot. The first shot in the Rashbam was Irui does nothing. No Blia, no Plata. As the Rashba quoted the Rashbam. Nothing. Zero. It's against the Beforish Gemara Pesachim Ayin Vav. No! There it's solid until liquid. Here it's only liquid after solid. That's shot one in the Rashbam. Now shot two in the Rashbam. A different shot. What's this different shot in the Rashbam? What's this? What's the new shot? Avsh Irui Mafles Adam. The Gam Chosev and Nivle Matarnagolas. No! The Rashbam holds it's Mafluru Mavliya, just not Mavasha. As we saw at the Rashba hold, that's not Hoba Otalia. Abba Me'acha Ve'en Chomo Rav Ve'en Mavashel L'chein Toil Malicho L'Haftaris Adam, like the Ran. Ken Chazanish B'Bidivir Rashbam. Ule'el Be'os Yud Ches Heivenu b'shem Yad Yehuda bir acher b'devei HaRashbam. The Yad Yehuda's pshat name of the Rashbam is what? Nothing happens. No bleer, no plate, no nothing. I did Gemara and I involved. Not solid into liquid is liquid into solid. Fine. Second pshat of Rashbam is no. There's bleer, there's plate, even kiyachas, everything except for bishop. Aye, how do you get out with salting? No, salting it out, it's almost not in the fire, salt takes it out. Two pshatim in the Rashbam. Fine, keep this in mind. The Gabi Svara, David, this is some essence in Beis Medrash. Dibi Marashal Vashak in a Muvonim. Dibi Chaticha so Isu, Poletes Tam, Litocha no Zale, into the liquid. Shebekli, right? They agree it's Maflit. Vano Zale Atzmo, Nivla Bechaticha Seheta, for sure. Ve'ech shayach lo mar shetam ha'isur shemura bo lo yibola b'chaticha saheter. V'rehem urovim zeh b'zeh. V'chichaticha saheter neviya hi. So that's what I'm going to show you. Chaticha neviya hi. Livloa es anozel shel haheter. V'lo livloa es. Es. Hatam shela isa beluabo. Who asks this kasha? Bari hashulchan. Biurim. The gamla dina daito sheror lahachmer to maflam of the akiyachas. There you go. Rabos, these are fundamental points which we never. I'm speaking for myself. I never knew about this. Don't do terror to me. I thought the orthodoxy they call this the marshal. Shach and Chavaz Das. Seems to me it's a pretty good team. Right? Three Gedoli Oil and Mamish. But he's suggesting, no, they're all wrong. They're all wrong in the Pshat and the Rashba. It sounds pretty convincing. It sounds convincing. It sounds convincing. Yeah. At Kan Rabosai, the first part of this, but I want to add something. The Pri Chodesh in Siman Samaches talks about this. This is not quoted by the Megillah Sefer, it's quoted by the Yad Yehuda. Okay? He claims that the Tur wrote what he wrote before he knew that Belia is not Tully and Bishul. But really, there is Bliya, but no Bishul. But according to what the Torah originally said, that there's no Bliya either, Frek the Pri Chodesh, it's against the Sugya in Zvachim, that there is a Bliya in Kli Cheres. The answer is Kli Cheres is different. Even if it absorbs in cold. Even in cold. I involve him in Aleph. Ademekele Bola. What was our answer? The answer we gave before was, no, that's solid into liquid. We're discussing over here, liquid into solid. Okay. That's what it says. Because Yerushalmi, what was Yerushalmi's case? Where they're comparing Bishul and Bliya. We saw the Tosfos. The case of Bliya is you're pouring hot onto cold. That's right. The case of Iri of a carbon into the Kli Nechoshes. However, Rav Osai, although the hot liquid on top is not absorbed in the cold solid bottom, because Bli and Bishul go together, but the hot itself can absorb from the cold Ukadei Klipa, and that does not depend upon Bishul. That's the Yad Yehuda explains. Again, for the cold to absorb from the hot depends upon Bishul. For the hot to absorb from the cold does not depend upon Bishul. So therefore, you follow what I just said? I'll say it for the third time. For the cold to absorb from the hot, for the cold to absorb from the hot, that's the case in the Yerushalmi. The one of the pot absorbed from the hot carbon liquid in order to require Marikan Shtifa. That depends upon. But for the hot itself to absorb from the cold? No. That could a klipa could exist. Why? Ademekele bola. The hot absorbs from the cold before the cold succeeds in cooling it off. That's true, even if there's no bishul. That's the Gemara in Pesachim, the fine vav. And that's not exactly the same test we saw before, solid versus liquid. This is a somewhat slightly different nuance. Maybe we'll show it to any Yehuda, but I don't know if we'll do it today. Maybe I don't know if we can do it all in one day. Let's again stick to the easier sefer, which is the Megillah sefer. Maybe tomorrow we'll undertake some citations. I think it's all right. Makes more sense that way. Come in a kala la kovik. This is easy. It's big print. All right. Then we'll postpone the Yehuda for tomorrow. Okay. It's on Hebrew books, right? Yehuda. So Narabosai, we start. Therefore, part two. Keep in mind this last point, which is important. He's calling it from the Ad Yehuda. There are two kinds of Iru, gentlemen. Spent a lot of time on this, two kinds of Iru. Way back in Simon Sadi Aleph, we spent time on it. More recently, again, we spent time on this. Nifsak and Lo Nifsak. Right? Not long ago. Let's give a little Chazara. The El Os Yudches Kosavnu. If you cross a shulchan aruch v'armo, the klisheni eino oser mashma de noktu, the ikol kedasa chachamim. He doesn't mean chachamim. He means the rishonim. Shekol she'eno mevashel eino mavli o mafet. Elo, she's a nista l'chor b'mashe kosel v'armo. Simen samaches if yud. The mashe osel l'mlogos atarne golos ayad eirui. Hayinu dafka b'eirui. Shelo nifsak akiluach. Avo b'nifsak akiluach. Eino oser. Eino oser. Vine. Then mevur b'gemara psochim. Tibu iwi shal bosa chama tok cholov tzone. Bolea ha bosa kadei klipa. Kolomar. Shagam b'iwi shen nifsuk akiluach. What do you mean nifsuk akiluach? When you take a solid, by definition, the solid's been severed from the original pot. As opposed to we have a liquid flow straight from the pot down to the bottom. So taking a solid and putting it into a liquid is the equivalent of, he says, Iwisha Nifsak Hakiluach. So Yesh Bulio Plato. Afa Pikain. Nokar Ramo. Ein lo koach. Levashel. Vulachain Gamuta Limogazatana goes at the Iwi. Kazer. Mukhashagam Ramo Maskim Lazer. The Yesh Bulio Plato. Afsha Eno Mavashel. V'cheinu b'shachs kansiv kodnei, the iru shenifzik ha-kiluach, mavliya, u'chedemucha mi-keitzet solin, avol eina mevasha, eina mavliya mafu ki-achas, k'edemucha mi-divri ha-ramah. Whoa. Ninko, the mafu mavliya ki-achas, tzorach lomar, the mo'al malicha hov eina mevasha, as you test, if you hold that way, is mafu mavliya ki-achas. He says, v'shach, it's not, because he again distinguishes between mavliya alone, and mafal the kiyachas, which the Yehuda didn't like. Uve emes, not surprisingly. Hayad Yehuda, tzadi alef yud beis, tomal debi yaramo. Diminole klal, lechalek, bein nifsak, lelo nifsak. Where did he get it from? Did anybody say that? Yes. Rishonim say it, gentlemen. So what do you want from the poor? What do you want from the poor ramos? Rishonim. No, not so fast. V'oran b'Shabbos uvavod azor kosov l'chalakein aliba de Rabbeinu Tam v'shem shesov Rabbeinu Tam irui mevashel b'kulo v'ev shalahagel kli rishonai de irui huk shalom meod de kaimolon b'psochim tato gova v'lochein kosov l'chalak de b'gemor de psochim meduba b'nifsak akiluch v'tei tato gova v'lochein tato gova v'ashege b'lo nifsak lo armina de tato gova. What's the lumdus, Rabosai? The lumdus behind this. Remember what it is? We saw earlier today. If something is on the fire, you don't say Tatoi Logova. Whatever's on the fire wins. This sheet that will hold, and since it's not on the fire, but it's connected without interruption, uninterruptedly, from a from a liquid that's coming right on from the pot on the, which is on the fire, coming straight down, it's treated as if it's on the fire. That's the lumdus of the shita. As opposed to an irui shenifska kiluach, which by no way, shape, or form is viewed as on the fire anymore. Rabbos, have a minute so far? Can you get a lumdus behind this? Oh. Dibi ran be'emes mashma, the benifska kiluach, ainu avashal klal, rak bolea kade klipa. Kamatosis mizvachim kosvu, shenitna yo letaras kenes akushim. Umidirea mashma, shagam im hayinu mechalkim bekach, hoya hadin, watch this, the mevashal kade klipa, v'lorak mavliya, udalo kemashmos, dibi haran. You know why? Because Tosis is like down to the end, the bliya is equal bishelman. So they're going to say, this is sold. Ablatosis noctu liikar abedasa benetam, shagam biri shalonim sagakiluach, ainu mevashal yosem bide klipa. So let's chazer again. If Iru is Mevashal Bekulo, in the case of what? Of Lo Nifsika Kiluach, then if Nifsika Kiluach is a notch down. It's a notch down, only Kdei Klipa. Both for Bishul and for Bliya. Tosis goes down the line, those two Hobo Atalia. But the distinction made between Nifsik and Lo Nifsik, Leman the Omer, that by Lo Nifsik goes all the way. So this is only Kdei Klipa. But if you hold that even Lo Nifsik is only Kdei Klipa, who made every distinction? No distinction. Yeah? Well, if you say, ain't chila klal by nifsak la nifsak. Gam below nifsak ain't a mevash yosem b'dei klipa. Umeidach, gam by nifsak eshel kal vashak b'dei klipa. Since we paskin in Samaches, iri mevash rak b'dei klipa. Vim ira la tarnagoles. Oh, no. This is so annoying. Vim ira la tarnagoles. Wait, here. Dai, b'klipa sa'or. Yeah, because the skin is a klipa. Im kain minole l'ramo l'chalek bein nifsak l'lo nifsak v'gam bein nifsak yesh l'esok k'dei klipa. That's how we paskins. V'chein u'das v'yad yudek b'pirish ha'kotzer l'maisa l'tzorach l'hachmer gam bein nifsak k'iluach d'mevashak k'dei klipa. And the Mogen Avraham seems to say so, he says. Where's that? We spoke about this at length. What did the Mogen Avraham say? Osur liten b'shabbos Chatichas Basar Roseach L'soch Rotev Tzonen. The Mevashal Eklipa. You can't put a hot piece of meat into some cold soup. Umuchach. The Gam Irish and Nifsak. Because salad is always Nifsak by definition. It's just severed from what's in the pot. Hakiluach Mevashal. Vezel Shalog Levi Harama. Who has a good memory here? Who claims to have a good memory? You may remember, I didn't look it up, but I remember. At some stage or other, this author, Megillah Sefer, said no. He said, how could it be as a Mogen Avraham against the Mefurash Rama? It doesn't even bother telling us it's against the Mefurash Rama. Remember that? Line of reasoning? A few months ago. He answered, if I recall correctly, that the Mogen Avraham is only Machmir when you take a solid, which is hot, and put it into a liquid. Because the solid, called Zman, it's hot, it's holding so much heat. As opposed to a case, I was discussing. We take a liquid and pour it on a solid. Then once it's already in the air, it's lost a lot of its koyches. It's sort of spread out. That's what he himself said earlier, I think in Sadi Aleph, to answer this kash. Otherwise, he's saying over here that the Rambam is against the Mogen Avraham. He couldn't believe it way back when in Sadi Aleph. So here he just seems to be oblivious to that. Okay, fine. And with me so far, we're just going slowly. I hope it's slowly enough. Into the issue of Irui Shenifsek. It's Chazer again. If you hold that Irui Shalom Nifsek as Bekulo, Irui Shenifsek as Bekulei Klipa, fine. If you hold Irui Shenifsek as Shalom Nifsek as Bekulei Klipa, so the poskim say Nifsek is down to zero, right? And the Yad Yehuda says, no, who said so? If you hold the Irui is only, even Irui Shalom Nifsek is only Kulei Klipa, so Nifsek is exactly the same thing. We don't have any source to distinguish. And he talked a pasuk with the chumra. You may remember, if you have a good memory, the Chazanish agrees in principle Yad Yehuda, no distinction between Bishul and Bliya, comes to the opposite conclusion. The same way everyone agrees that Iri Shul Nifsak is not Mavashel, there's no Bliya Kadei Klipa either. You should remember a little bit of this. Two extremes. And we seem to pass it in between. That it's not Mavashel, but there is Kadei Klipa. Aye, we hold the Tobah HaTayah. What was the answer? Two words. What was the answer? Someone mentioned to me today, within Shira and Beis Medrash. Two words. What are two words? Chumra bi'alma. Chumra bi'alma. So all bets are off. Chumra bi'alma. Really, Mika right there and Bli and Bish go together. Chumra bi'alma. The only map when it came to Bli and Afra Bish. That has to be the only answer we could possibly give. We'll get to it later on as we go. Fine. Rabbo say, hold in with me, and you can get this on any time you can get it, right? Everyone can get this any time. It's in Chazut, right? You have this at your hand. You should go over it a few times. V'nira levar daser amo. The devar of Yusodim al-Masha mevuar betoises psochim b'shim Rabbi Natan. We know this, Tosa. You probably even have it in your sheets, because this we gave out for sure. Psochim ayin Rabbi Natan was given out months ago. If you still have it, you still have it in your Gemara somewhere. The bebaser roseach l'sochol av tzonein av shabaser tzorach klipa aval achol av mutter av shein shishim b'chol av kenegad haklipa shel hachol av shenestra against the riva. Why? Tlo itzrichu klipa elibadava shashayach bo klipa gon habaser aval achol av lo shayach bo klipa mutter lo klipa v'ha riva cholek u'masach shishim b'chol av kenegad haklipa l'dina kaimel k'rabein atam. Here it is. He's saying pshat in that Rabbi Natan that Iroi is a chumra bialma. Is a muchach the Irish and Mavashka de Klipa who didn't go in Midaraisa, Rabbeinu Shalalim. We all know that Irish are din daraisa. How do we know? Two sources. Dari Abinatam Lomadzos, Mashatorin Tzricha Marika Shtifa, the Klipa Shayurba, the Tokha Vaseach, the din of the Pasuk and Chumash, Pasha's Tzav, last week's Pasha. Last week, before last week. That's number one. Number two, you should remember this too. Gamavua Betosvis Mizvachim. She'iru al kemach b'shir b'tzumtzum shel chiyuv chala 43.2x pota mechala hol v'achar haklipa ein shira mechayev. Rabbeinu shel olam, what's going on? Rabbi Natan is saying pshat in Pesachim Ayin Vav that iru is shenifsek as a chumra bi'alma, that iru is a chumra bi'alma, and here it says that iru is a din daraisa, nafkamina for chala, nafkamina for Birika Shtifa. Oh, before Shita ben Atab of Tzachim, the Mashma Shura Chumra, the Rabbonon, Hey Venus Shom, there we have Beis Meir. I looked it up, it's there. Beis Meir is in Simon Shin, Yud, Ches, and Or HaChaim. Actually, I wanted to bring it, I have it on my desk. They have it in our Beis Medrash downstairs, I took it out. It's there. Maybe we'll get it on the screen too. Because whenever you take a solid, it's by definition nifsak. She'eino mevashel rak mavliya. That's chumra b'yam. U'v'basel b'cholav rak derech bishlas v'tor. U'k'sheino mevashel os rak medrabonon. Ve'keilu k'shiyevshel b'klipa. Oh, this is Rabbi Kiveh had this story, you may remember. Only make it when it comes to Basa Bechovich was Bishul, and there's no Bishul. Uve Iri Shalo Nifsak, She Yesh Lo Koach Bishul, Men HaTorah, Be Emes Ein Hevdel, Bein Efshar Beklipa, Li Efshar. Woohoo! Wow! If this is right, Rabbi Natan's Kula, that if it's impossible to do Iri, we don't require 60, it's only by Nifsak, not by Lo Nifsak. And we could say the Gemara in Pesachim Ayin Vav is talking about Nifsak. Not that sounds like nifsak, right? But chap solid into liquid is nifsak. Well, if you say called the Rabbi Natan Nemru, Rak Beirui Shel Basal the Cholov, Avolo Beirui Shel Shari Surim, because Shari Surim is going to be a problem, Rabbi Osai, of Blia. At least that's as a Chumah Biyam. At least we can say that they weren't Makat to no Shishim. But Ayin B'Primagodim. Sov Simon Samachesp in a Ravi, Shemitzchila Gamhu Ayasover Kane. Elishab Mogan Avram, Tov Samach Zainach, Hilchas Pesach, Mavur, the Gambi Irish or Shari Surim, Havia Klipa, Chumra Bialma, Vieshlokok, Shiyashal Beklipa, Hey, Kosan Vasif say das concept cotton. Hey, I'll be divi haram. The Irush and Nifsak, is it ended or it goes down? One more line? Sorry for this constant nuisance. Haki Luach. More? Sorry. Oh boy. Shadiz Haki Luach. Vadai She'eno Mivashel. The Gamasha Mavlia Mafta Vichuma de Rabbanon. Lo menatora. That's nifsak. That's nifsak. Val pizeh matzim emokol divi barol divi arama. Yesh chiluk ben irish and nifsak. Lo nifsak. Tarei be irish and nifsak. Rabosai. Mekilim b'diavad b'shlok kolaf v'gam lachat chila in machmirim b'shiyav shabaklipa as a liquid. Mashenken iri shalom nifsak shudin gavim in atorah. And when it's in the Ramon Samaches v'gam zachin al pizeh de be'emes me'ikir adin k'eshlin kol de'ikir b'dasir Ramon the kol shein ha'mevashel ena ravli ha'mavad. Right? U'mashem metzina b'Ramon b'iri shenifsak she'ena ha'mevashel av'a became mavli ha'mavad. Hainu chumro bi'al amikir adin. Maybe the Magen Avraham Shinyut Ches is also a chumro bi'alma. Otherwise, it's against the what he said in Nuchas Pesach. Otherwise, against what he said in Nuchas Pesach. Unless to say, as we mentioned earlier, that in Nuchas Shabbos is talking about a solid into a liquid, and Nuchas Pesach, someone should look it up. It was Pesach, he's referred to the Tov Samach Zion Lamed Gimel. Someone look it up on your computer, some of that. Well, that's what he quoted. And C, is that liquid into solid or solid into liquid? If it's liquid into solid, we have a little bit of a terrace to this as well. Okay, Rabbosai, this is very important. It's all very important. Very, very important. Fine, only one problem. And here's a problem which he has no answer for. No real answer. And I want to suggest my answer. Maybe we'll try to get a Terence. Al pi abeis mer prima gadim yotze, shekol divra ben atam, lahokil b'yevshav l'beklipa, hanarak b'yirishin nifsak ha'kiluch. Problem is, look it up. This you can see yourself. Open up, please. Open your Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, simen tzadi aleph. Mashma, open up please, Sif Dalet. This is where way back to the log of Tato Gova. Sadi Aleph, Sif Dalet. Look in Sadi Aleph, let's read it together. Sadi Aleph, Sif Dalet, what does it say? Look what it says. Bosa v'cholav roastin, shun esarva yachad, afilu bosa tzonu to cholav roseach, o cholav tzonu sof bosa roseach, hakolosa, Tato Gova, avada. Avocholav roseach shenafel al boser tzone, o boser roseach shenafel al tol cholav tzone, kolayf a boser v'shar a boser mut. Okay. Huh? Start again. Kolayf a boser v'shar a boser mutter. Okay. What happens? What's aser? The boser. What's not aser? What's not aser? No. Huh? The cholov. Read the Chabad Vayta. V'cholov muter kulo. Rebbeinu Shalom, he asked a gevaldik akasha. Why is the cholov muter kulo? The cholov should be asur. We're talking about an iwi shalom nifsak akiluach. Rebbeinu Tam's whole kula was when it's nifsak. Here it's lo nifsak. Maybe the akasha. Again. Shulchanov sari alav min sivdal. Mashma. Shagam. B'cholav roseach she'iru al b'sar tzon na'cholav mutter. V'dochak loma she'meduva b'nifsak ha'kiluach daf. Come on. Ayin chavaz das. That's a different pshat. Rabbosi is left with a kasha. He does not give a teretz to this kasha. I was very bothered by this kasha. Tremendous kasha. He has a whole beautiful mahalach and we're left with a kasha at the end. Very, very upsetting. It really bothers me. Very upsetting. Very upset. So you could, of course, say, and the Chavis Das holds that way, a distinction between Bli and Bishul. That's his sheet throughout. We don't like that. We want to say there's no distinction. So a mamish stuck have the following suggestion. I'm telling you, it's a chiddush of my own. I haven't seen it anywhere yet. But let me tell you what I want to say. Listen carefully, please. Listen carefully, please. There are two sources in Shas that Irish or Nifsa Kiluach is Midoraisa. I really misspoke. One source in Shas and one source. Yeah, it's really in Shas. One is, we just saw them before. One is, you're pouring the soup of a carbon onto a vessel, a copper vessel, the choshes, and it's absorption. The Gemara says, it's bishul is blia, blia is bishul, the Rishon makes it habotalia. It's a din daraisa. Second, if you're pouring hot water on kemach, and it's a shir mitzumtum, what do we say? You're not potter from challah. What do you see from here, Rabbi Osai? What do you see? You see from here, once again, that Irui is a din d'oraisa. Potter is from challah. By lo nefska kiluach. The problem is over here, tzadiyala dalit, it sounds like he's being mekel at the milk is mutter, even though it touched the meat, even though it's lo nefska kiluach. Pilei ploin. May I make the following suggestion? Rabosai. If, however, listen one more time. We're not discussing the status of the cold item that's on the bottom, be it the copper pot, be it the cold flour. But rather, we're discussing the status of the hot item on top, which is being cooled off by the tatar. Nowhere in Shas does it say that this hot item being poured on the cold item is impacted upon on a level of the oraisa. Hence, if it's impossible to do klipa, as in the case where you're pouring liquid over salad, the cholav over basar, we can be mekel. This is my chiddush. Wow. And therefore we can suggest that we should, it's a chumra bi'alma. Where else do you find the chumra bi'alma? According to the standard shita. In the case of the Gemara, what happened? You took right over here. It should be open to your rif. Still open there? No. I opened the kuf chaf aleph again. Let's see it again. What's the case in the Gemara? Rabosai. Tanya idach. Basar oseach shenafel atoch cholav. Sonein. What does it say? Mediach. Ay, chamazon mediach. Ademekele meka bola. Klima mi aboi. There, many times, it's a chumra b'yam. Why? That's a case of nifsika kiluach. Here, it's lo nifsika kiluach. But it's at least, you're talking about the impact on the liquid, not on the solid. You'll say, where'd that come from? So, Rabosai, you may recall that when we discussed the sugya of Irui, we had a major leniency, which is even found in the Bialocha. He doesn't want to pass, he's afraid to pass in that way, but he quotes it. We saw it in the Tosfos, in Psachim, Memim Beis. There it says, Rabosai, what'll happen if I pour liquid onto liquid? Do we apply the Svara of Irui Asarim. So you may recall, Tosas in Shabbos Membei said, yes, if the net result is Yatzal Ledesbo, then it's Mevashim. Tosas in Psochim, as well as the Ran, and the Beis Meir wants to pass in this way, say no. You know why? Because the Mayim are Misarvim. You only apply Irui as being Mevashel if it bangs against a hard surface. Bang! Bang! So when I... Bang! So bang stands for Bishul. And bang stands for Blia. It banged onto something. The thing which is banged upon, that is what is Nisbashel and what is Nivla Basof. But if I pour water onto water, that's no bang. The water onto water, they don't fight with each other. They join each other. What Mayim is Arvim. Mayim is Arvim. Tosis says Psach of the Mem and Beis. We don't, there's no Chumra of Irui. And there's no Bishul, even if it's Yatzal Ledesbo in the combination. That being the case, I want to make the following suggestion. What will happen if liquid falls on solid? Yes! Yes, Rabosai. There was a bang on the solid, but there's no real bang on the liquid. It's not exactly the same case. The liquid is in fact banging onto the solid. But as far as the liquid is concerned, there's an expression in America today. I let it roll over my right out. What's it? Roll over my back? Is that the
shoulder?
Roll over my. Let it roll right over me. Yeah. Let it go. This milk that's banging onto the meat. Oh, the meat got a clap. The milk. Roll right over. Garnish. Like my Marvin. That's my svara to answer this question. That's my own svara. I didn't see it anywhere else. I hope it's true. Now, Rabosai, we have just a few more minutes. I just want to show you one more thing, which is Dover Gush. Any question? Yeah.
Don't a lot of, Torah assumes that it's not, the thing that is hot is more easy to understand how it would be Balea, even if it's Da'ila. So why should...
You're right, but since it's a liquid, I'm suggesting that it would not, in that particular case of a liquid... The liquid itself will not have it. It's like Mayim Arvin. That's my suggestion. You can't have to admit Mayim Arvin. You remember that? Should I show you the Tosfos? Can you get me a Tosfos in a second? That's not good. You look it up yourself. Psach and Memem and Beis. We saw the Tosfos. The Ran says the same thing. If you want tomorrow, I'll show you. I just want until I get there and back to Shas. It's harder for me. Let's just go further over here. Rabosai Dover Gush. Let's chazer again. Chavos Das said, even according to the Marshal, the Dover Gush Dino Kikli Rishon, Hayinu Rak Lahavliya O Lahaflit, Avalo Lavashel. That's true. That's what he says. Das Hamogon Avraham, the Dover Gush Yeshel Gam Koach Lavashel, the Osir B'Shabbos Latuach Bosat Sli Shiatzal Edesva B'Shum V'Shemen, Afilu Aminichu B'Kfar B'Kli Sheni. Mr. Brewer quotes it, La'alocha, l'chatchil to be machal like the Magen Avraham. B'di'evah not, okay, b'di'evah not, avada. So he has a shayla, a kasha, against the Mr. Brewer. Okay, let's chaz. Remember, the Ramol, it's not even bolei at all. Tarei etzem adin shel dover gush, afil gabi isa v'hetu, chidash shel ha'mashal. And the Rambam disagrees. Tzadidal Zayin, he argues. And the Taz said he should not answer unless it's Dukhid Hakim. The Shach likes the Marsha. The Gura, open your Gura, Bosai. Open up, please. Open your Gura. Simon Kufay, if called New Zayin. It's on the Makaris. Open up, please. Please look in Kufay. If called New Zayin in the Gura. What does he say? Umarshal Kosav, the Bedava Gush. Ein chiluk ben kli rishon kli sheni. What's pshat? Because Tosin Shabbos Nemem and Vei says the fanos mekaros. Davagush, doesn't bang against all the walls. We discussed this months ago. There's no cooler of cliche. Okay. Uvrayasa medogam shalom b'karam. Sort of not by not. Uvadake moshe cholak alav. Because of shedogam shalom b'karam, havi kamo cham letoch tzonein. Kevin shalom hayu adayim b'klisheni. Not in the klisheni yet. Once it lands in the klisheni, it's different. It's like it's a kum devirui. Mashenkik shahoyek v'ar klisheni. V'raya, a mefurish gemara, kuf dalem and beis. Sof klisheni hu. V'sham basur gvino, mefurish gemara against the mashal. The Vilna Gaon takes no prisoners. We lack your mashal, you're against the mefurish gemara. Shalom. And, boom. Well, the mashal do that gemara. I don't know what to do with it. Think about it. You have a teretz. Abasu dava gush. Muchach degam dava gush imunach b'klisheni nemevasha. Yeah. So why is the gross kasha? Oh. What's this kasha? Shem shesava shel adada dava gush kam mevashel. V'ochiach me'agamor enem mevashel. Aval im ninkot. If we'll hold. It's beautiful, beautiful word over here. In Ninkot, Kedas Achronim, Chavaz Das and others. The Gamlefiya Marshal in a Mavashal, Alak Mavliya Maflit, Lo Kosha Me Gemara Shom. Because the Gemara over there, it's on my Bishl Basa Bacholov. So it comes out amazingly that the Marshal as per Chavaz Das is defensible, but the Marshal as per Mogan Avram is indefensible. It's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. He doesn't understand why the Mishnah Berurah so machmir. Then he goes to Pischei Tshuva. Tzadi Dal Zayin. Chsam Sofa. Kabbalah from his Rebbe. Lahokal Yadav Agush Beis HaTzorech even for Yisrael Heter. Bishnah B'Shabbos. If not, the Mishnah Berurah said so. I would say we could be making it with the Chatchila. Because many Achronim say that the Marshal Dav Agush is not Mevashal. And otherwise he is stuck with the Gerard. He has no way out. He has no way out, Mamish, no way out, no way out. Stuck. I would say, if you ask me, since the Gra proves from there's no Bishul, and we all think it in the Bishul Bliya Shavim, so there's no Bliya either. Be more Makil. He quotes the Pischei Tshuva. We'll end with this. Last thing is Pischei Tshuva. Take a look at Simon Tzadi Dalit, Siv Cotton Zion. Take a look. Pischei Tshuva, Tzadi Dalet Zayin, our last mocha for today. Tzadi Dalet Zayin and Pischei Tshuva. Look over here. What does he say? He says, the Chasam Sofer, look at this. It's towards the end. It's all from the Chasam Sofer. Ika den Sarachim betosus vachim, ken kibalt in imori hagon zal, lahokum adavagush beis hatzorech, ad kan dvor. He says he's machmir, Rabbi Osai, when there's no hefsed meruba, and the minig is to be machmir in kli sheni, not the kli shlishi. But we already said before, misvara, there's no distinction. Look over here, this is the last thing. Das Marshal Prichodesh says Klishishi Revi is all the same thing. Pischei Tshuva Shem Chasam Sofer. Menhol Hakar Fila B'Kli Shlishi. Where I didn't see the word Shlishi in the Pischei Tshuva. You see it? The beginning. I'm sorry.
In the brackets.
In brackets. Where's the brackets? Ein Chasam Sofer. Lo Nafkamina Kulei. Regila Hakar B'Kelo Fila B'Kli Shlishi. Yeah. He thinks that's correct. The Mogan Avro. Yeah. But the Pischei Tshuva says, no, the Morim don't accept this Pischei Tshuva, this Chasam Sofer. They are Macher by Kli Sheni and Maker by Kli Shlish. That's what he quotes over here. He doesn't understand why. And the Magen Rambam also holds that way. He doesn't understand why. Ain't a Muvan, Bisvara, the Bishlama, Bain, Kli Rishon, the Kli Sheni, Yesh Hevdel, the Kli Rishon to find us Mechamas, others Mechamas. Sheni, what's the difference? Chazanishol, Sheni, you're all the same. If it's only a Chumra B'Yalma, then okay. So maybe hold it's only a Chumra B'Yalma. Okay, that's what I say. Gova Gush, only Chumra B'Yalma. He's going to be passing its mutter because Bishop they go together. Chumra B'Yalma, we're not Machamai Klishtishi. I'm going to stop here. Tomorrow, continue with these important linyan. Okay. See you out of the Shema.